Last year, the vice president launched a new effort to make communities more liberal.
Part of the reason Gore has always looked like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, you saw Bill open up a can of whoop-ass, you did.
It's really only because he's being compared to, you know, Jack the Ripper in the Oval Office.
This is a big issue to make American communities more liberal.
But on his own, he's actually a pretty sleazy character.
I don't know anything about why that happened, or...
You saw right there, he was tighter than a hawk. Even a homeless guy. It makes them look like they're out of their mind.
Super highways, coast to coast, easy to get anywhere.
How did you wind up at a Buddhist temple in Los Angeles in April, unaware that you were at an inappropriate and possibly illegal political fundraiser? How could that happen?
Well, it was a mistake. I did not know that it was a fundraiser.
Yes, sir, he did. People yelled, "Stop, Bill, open up the cannibal bag."
Listen.
There's a child in the front row. We've learned some new words, haven't we?
To a man, I believe, will be regarded in the history books as one of our greatest presidents.
Computers crash, and that's what happened. And I asked them to make sure it didn't happen again. I'm not an expert on computers.
So I took the initiative in creating the internet.
One of his favorite sayings is,
"Stay out the bushes.
The truth shall set you free."
Stay bushes.
What it really means to him is that each human soul is precious.
Stay out the bushes.
Now it's time to leave. Can we make it alone?
We're entering a new time.
He'd challenge me to shooting contests.
We're electing a new president.
We'd see who could hit a tin can from the farthest away, and I tell you, it was usually Al.
And I stand here tonight. It is my own man.
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye.
I'm not asking you to vote for me on the basis of the economy we have.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby, bye, bye, bye. Oh, you just hit me with the truth.
Favorite cereal.
More than welcome to.
Oprah.
So give me one good reason, baby.
Favorite cereal.
Oh, I thought you meant serialized TV show.
No,
now I really come to see that life would be much better once you're gone.
My number one proposal is to have high-quality universal preschool for every child and every family in every community.
I don't
want to
be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie.
Looking at an email right before we went out to lunch, but he said, "We have a mole close to Bush."
My uncle was a victim of poison gas there.
I'm pleased to say, see Dick from the newspapers, that you're better off than you were 8 years ago, too.
Most of it, and I can tell you, Joe, that the government had absolutely nothing to do with it.
I can see my wife, and I think she's thinking, gee, I wish you would go out into the private sector.
Well, I'm going to try to help you do that, Joe.
We can win without that kind of stuff.
You know, James Byrd was singled out because of his race in Texas.
So when Governor George W. Bush refused to support hate crimes legislation, it was like my father was killed all over again.
So we now have a copy of a record from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles of the great state of Maine showing that on 10-15-76...
The timing of this is suspicious.
We have Al Gore on tomorrow night.
Yeah. Wait, you know what's even more amazing?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
a loser and I had enough.